Welcome to the last unit of our entire course, and this chapter is about project closeout. So project is not something which is going to be there, as we saw in the very first chapter. It is having initial state and the final state. So there must be a number of activities involved during the entire development cycle. We have gone through the details of it, but now coming to the end, even closeout of the project is a proper procedure, and we have to take it very seriously, where there are various aspects that we have to ensure at the end, because that become critical from the future point of view as well as the your learning point of view. Let's see that. See, when your project is about acceptance, after acceptance, user acceptance, stakeholder acceptance, the final deliverable are all accepted, tested and demonstrated, and now the things are deployed, running smoothly. So it goes into the next phase of maintenance, but so far that project is concerned, it is about to close. The project formally close the projects and transfer the complete and cancel project as appropriate. So it is not necessary sometime we finalize and hand over. Sometime because of some issues, probably we have to cancel the project. Even there, we have to appropriate closure. If the project is terminated, there also you ensure that your closure procedure is in place and which is in appropriate format. So if you look at it, when you finalize or finish the work, deliverables are achieved, you handover, deployed and handover to the end users, you get their acceptance, let them work, get the feedback, and everything is fine-tuned, working smoothly. You review it, you get all okay from your all your stakeholders, and you are going to have closure. Now, in the closure, there is a learning. Your team had learned something, so how to capture that learning? That is also a critical part when you are sitting for closure. Then there are many aspects, administrative aspect, account-related aspect, financial aspects, that also we have to take care. So that we have to see how you finally make it formal when the closure is there. And when you dismantle the team, probably the team will be dismantled and you go on to the next project. So that is also very documented procedure or very formal procedure. Now, when the formal closeout process ensures what? Why we are so particular about formal closeout? It ensures common understanding about the status of the project. So everyone, all stakeholders, team members, coordinators, everyone knows what is the final state that we have concluded with. Then any specific issue to be resolved and responsible for the same. If still there are some issues to be resolved and who will take care of it, that get clarified at the time of closing. Maybe you have to work around over a period, but at that point of time when you are closing it, we identify those. Balancing out of expectation between client and vendor. See, even we meet all requirements, we fulfill all the things, but still there are expectations and which may evolve over a period, and you may have another version of it, the project or product version. So that is also to be identified at the closure procedures. The clarity of handoff, so that the client get prepared to take operational responsibility of the delivered work product. So clarity, first of all, clarity from the client perspective. Whatever we have completed, whether they are as per their requirements and they are ready to take over the responsibility of the project, to take ahead of it and implement it. So they are being appropriately trained, they understand the procedures of how to do it, and then they start working on it. So that clarity should be there, and there should be smooth handing over or smooth rollout of that project. Apart from that, there is one more aspect, that is commercial aspect, about contract, about billing, all obligatories, requirements, which are being finally closed in positively manner, so that there should not be any, some sort of negative aspects in the either minds of client as well as the developer. So we should be very much taken care by when the closure procedure is being take place. The purpose of the closeout phase and the role of the manager, this project managers, especially that this is very crucial phase for the project manager. And what is the purpose? He should be clear why we are doing this formal closeout. The entire success of the product delivered to the client, the success referred to the flawless working of the given functionality, as the ability of the solution that we given through that project. The solution meet the main purpose and client should be happy. Whatever the scope is defined at the initial development stage or the initial assessment stage is covered to the 100% extent. Nothing has been missed out. That is to be ensured at the close of life. Then it is documented when you are delivering or handing over to the client and you are signing off after acceptance of all the entire operational documents or maybe some codes or some critical elements, maybe hardware element, software element, which are documented during the development is also to be handed over to the concerned people or the authorities before the actual closure takes place. Then managing the expectation of all levels within the client organization. Should not that at the time of closure, some people are not satisfied and they carry some negative emotions about the implementation of the project. Because ultimately the people who are going to utilize it or use it should be happy. Otherwise your success of the project is going to hamper. The operator, end users, they should be satisfied and they should get comfort out of that project using. Using that project, usability of that project will depend on ultimately the end user's acceptance of that project with full positive manner. So that is to be taken care by project manager. Expectations are of course created throughout the project. Each person have at the vendor side also there are different willingness, knowingly, unknowingly create expectation. But whether we can meet that to the extent what is expected, that is what you have to ensure at the time of closing. Then there are some contractual obligations. When you are actually delivered the things, maybe at the time of contract being finalized, in terms of commercial aspect, in terms of technical aspect, training requirements, amount of copies or what sort of backup, or the software copies of, in terms of nowadays not CDs, but in terms of backups on the software drives or some storage devices that you are going to provide them. That is to be fulfilled, contractual obligations to be fulfilled. It may post-delivery support, means after deployment, maintenance, warranty period. What are the aspects you will cover in the warranty? That should be well maintained or well clarified at the time of closure. Tracking and the billing of the changes request in another aspect is very important aspect, because people come out with some new requirements over a period and that is billable, because that is extra efforts that you are going to take for development. So we have to be very clear on that aspect. What are the things which are billable or which are not? Okay, so it is very vital. It is important that irrelevant documentation and the baseline specification, what changes you are going to make with respect to the baseline requirements and the, any new addition or new add-ons, how that is to be adapted before launching and whether it is going to have some commercial implication which are to be very well clear to the all clients before closure. Then what are the types of closures? First is administrative closures. So well documented, all the contractual closures, that is to be taken clear by. So important part of the integration management knowledge are that the achieving when all the work is verified, delivered, accepted by the customer. These are very important aspects. They are, your work is verified by the client or his client person or some authority. Then they are formally delivered, handed over, and then accepted to make use of it by the customer. All the disputes which are raised, finalized, come to the closure. So you should not leave the disputes at that point. You have to formally close it in positive way. Maybe some work still required to do, but it should be concluded. The final completion of the closure of the project ensure all these aspects. So knowledge area, the close project of the phase process is done when all the work has been verified and the required amount of documentation and other aspect like soft tools or whatever supporting tools being handed over and accepted by the customer. That is also administrative closure. Within administrative closure, we have to see the timekeeping, cost accounting, and the contractual acceptance letter. This is something we have to ensure. Before the phase can be administratively closed, all time must be recorded, submitted, and approved. Because time-bound project, everything is calculated in terms of cost, and the cost is of course dependent on efforts as well as the time required. So we have studied all these estimations. Whatever estimation made at the beginning of the project, whether we have met or the sometime exceeded what we estimated, but has to be closed at this point of time. Okay, it should be recorded and submitted and approved at this point of time. Whatever estimated and now what is actual, that we have to close. In terms of cost, especially accounting point of view, no forges can be made against those account via finance, timekeeping. So once you are closing it, for that project at least, you are closing in terms of financial transactions, money transaction, as well as time. So any costs or expenses which are going to be add-on will be a separate billing after delivering the project. So reports should be very, very crystal clear what is being closed and what billing is completed at that point of time and what extra billing may happen to get add-on. Then contractual acceptance, for every formal deliverable of the phase, contract accepted letter must be signed, fill the project management baseline. Additionally, approved change request should be. So baseline is reference, we refer to this word baseline, which is to be accepted by the client and their authorities at the time of closure. Approved or any request for changes must be added additionally in the contract and to be accepted by both parties before closure. Baseline creation and verification is vital part, we discussed many times, because the project, what is minimal requirement that is supposed to deliver, what hardware, what software, any tools or database, that is what we are configuring. We have seen this part in the configuration management. That baseline requirement is to be closed at this point of time, that is at the closure. And it is stored and securely placed and handed over to the concerned authority. Staff transition completed. As the cost accounts are closed, staff members should be transferred to other active cost accounting. See, there is a accounts or the cost of man hours. When we done the project estimation, we consider the cost of per hour cost of every person in the team members. Now we have to close. So for this account of the project is concerned, we may switch those people to another project, so there will be separate account. So that transition, you should ensure that it is completed at this point of time, at the project closure. There is one more very important aspect. What is the learning through this project? Lesson learned through the project, whatever difficulties arrived or in the process of development, what sort of corrective measures you have taken or new learnings you have produced through this project is to be captured in the knowledge management system probably. That may help you in future projects. Contract closure is very vital because whatever paperwork is to be done. So at the time of beginning of the project, whatever contract you assign, and it will be verified against whatever deliverables you are looking for or anything which is outstanding with respect to initial draft, and we have to close that before we are signing off. Especially in multi-phase projects, close procurement, close the appropriate contract for the phase of the projects. So there are projects which are multi-phase, like it is going to be continued but one phase is over. So phase manner you have to close it, and then next phase, something like that. So phase manner you have to close and ensure that at the outcome of that particular phase, whether it is matching and accepted. So there are different closures which are referred and discussed so far, which are listed here. So what can be a difference, different closures which are there, like procurement closures. Many times, see the resource management, we procure a lot of things, we consume things, but there are maybe left out or some part which is there, still there. So we have to ensure how to dispose of, or you have to transfer that to maybe another project. So that you have to see. Then you have to close the billing. Okay, billing part of it, the suppliers billing or their documentation, inventories that you have to close. Then administrative closure, we discuss product acceptance by the users or authorities, and then final closing of the process. Contract closures, we already discussed. The procurement part is also critical because the project, we have done a lot of procurement from number of suppliers. So their billings and their accounting, we have to take care that with this project, at least the supplier may be continue with another projects, but for that particular project, your billing should be closed, or their all the accountability, account matters should be properly documented and closed. So that is what financial account closure, which I was insisting. So maybe external contractual closure or internal project account. So your funds which are allotted for this particular project, how they are being utilized over a period, how they consumed, their billings, their transfers, transactions, all to be properly documented. Okay, the purchase order, contracts, their whatever documentation we have developed from that, and they are being paid time to time, that is to be captured in your account. So account people may be involved in this, and that is to be well documented and closed when your project is at the end of deliverable. There are various steps which you can go through, which I already discussed, and not to repeat the same thing. So we will see the flowchart, which is very vital, project closeout flowchart. Okay, so when you are handing over, there are various aspects. First of all, project completed according to the project plan, that is a baseline, we can say baseline, where we are coming to the conclusion. Now we are going to close the project. Then you have to see the deliverable, whether it is accepted or not accepted. So handing off the process is very critical. So there is a, we can say diamond. Why it is diamond? So there may be yes or no type of outcomes. So if there is no, then we have to no acceptance, then you have to go back for deliverables. Then additional areas, we required a training, you required warranty, updates, knowledge transfer. So these may be some supporting things, additional areas that we cover before handing over. So those are to be accepted by the client. If it is approved and accepted, then we can move down. Otherwise, it go back, look back. You can see there are no, then there is a look back. Then there is a handoff plan, handoff conclusions concluded, then there is a complete procedure, sign off, we can say sign off procedure. If there is every authority from all aspect, from financial aspect, technical aspect, requirement aspect, everything being concluded positively, till it is not, then you go back. Again, you will go back to deliverable acceptance. See, you can, if it's not sign off, that means authority is not accepted. You have to go back to the whatever deliverables is not up to the mark. So we have to check. And then it is sign off by authorities and both parties. Then we can go for project. Then active project data, whatever learnings, whatever outcomes for both party. Maybe for client also it is useful. It's to be documented because it becomes your knowledge. This is vital. Then there may be a post-project reviews, which is part of it. The purpose of it is to complete the project and find this lesson learned. That is what I discussed already. And what could be done better in the next project? Where the shortcomings are there in terms of humanly aspects, as well as technical aspect, machinery aspects, organizing the resources, material quality, various aspects. You have different learning throughout the past project, and that mistake you should not make it again in the next project. That is why review is very critical. Probably the team members will change, team leaders may change, but if you document that properly, that experience or that whatever happened throughout that project, and that documentation is available or shared with the next project, probably that's a good insight or the useful inputs for the next team. So capturing the learning so that can be passed on to the next project group is very positive exercise, I can say, in the project development. So project learning, this is a flowchart. Again, the pointers are very clear and one can understand from the project learnings how that can be taken care by, and wherever there is a no, then you have to go look back, and especially the pointers which are there in the bigger box, we have to cover that pointers and check that we are meeting all those requirements before finally closing it, because this is where our knowledge level will enhance through the project. And we organization, as an organization, this knowledge is very vital for the next project. People may change, but the knowledge should be transferred from one group to the next group. That is the objective of the project learning. That's it. So we have gone through the entire subject from project initialization to the project closure. It's a long journey. We learn a lot of aspects, and all aspects are vital at their respective point of time. Even though management aspect is very critical, but technically you have to see that the things are running smoothly. Unless you incorporate various tools, various strategies, various planning, and time to time corrections, tracking, monitoring, all those things are very, very vital for the success of the project. Thank you very much.